Gemara Samach Vav and Samach Zayin is talking about where the Yush is kona for a gazlan. The Gemara called Samachoka Samarayim. So here on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, it mentions that Ula and Rava are of the opinion that Yush is not kona. Amar Ula, Minayim liyush in a kona, Shemar Vavesim Gozel es Abizad es Achola. Gozel dumi the Bizad, Abizad lesle takanta klal. Av Gozel lesle takanta loshna lifne Yush, loshna leacha Yush. Ula learns from the Pasuk. The pasuk compares Gozel to Piseach. Piseach is a pegam and a chefze shel a korban. The same as Gezel, right? Whether there's Yush or no Yush, Piseach is going to be pasul hakrava. So Gozel is also pasul. That's the sheet of Ula based on the Gemara right here. That's how the Gemara presents Ula right here. So Tosus is troubled. Rabbi Nutami asked the kasha that from the Gemara daf Samach Zayin, it sounds like Ula holds that Yush is not coming. And yet from the Gemara daf Kuf Yudalad and Aleph, it sounds like Ula holds that Yush is coming. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, where the Stam Gzeli Yush Ba'alim or Stam Geneva Yush Ba'alim. If you had the opportunity to look at the Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Beis, they quote the Mishnah. There's a whole give and take, a back and forth about this. So the Gemara on Kuf Yudalad and Aleph quotes Ula, who says the whole Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan is about Stam. Stam Geneva, Stam Gzeila. But Biyadua, Divrei Hakol Yush Koni. But if everyone knows, if we hear him be Messiahish, so then Avali Yush is going to become as a factor of Benetam, it's not a stirin Ula. From the Gemara here by us and Samach Zayin, it sounds like Ula holds Yush is not Kona. Sounds like it. He's Mimamish says it. Right? And yet, from the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudal, it sounds like Ula holds that Yush is Kona. He says, Avol Biyadua, Debra Kol Yush Kona. The Tosus quotes to Rabbeinu Tam, Dubichal Mokom Yush Kona, Rak Linim Korban, Mishum Davi Mitzvah, Babadver. Rabbeinu Tam says that that Ula holds that Yush is Kona, Rak Le'inyin HaKrova, Mishum Davi Mitzvah, Babadver. Except Le'inyin HaKrova, it's a Mitzvah, Babadver, therefore the Krova is going to be possible. What's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Does Ula hold that Yush is Kona or not Kona? From the strict Loshen, it sounds like he holds Yush is Kona, Rak Le'inyin Korban, something, right? Rak Le'inyin Korban, doesn't he? Rakhlin carbon low coney, Rakhlin carbon puzzle. He leaves out a major word over here. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? So Rabbeinu Peretz fleshes it out a little bit. Do you have a copy of the Makaris? I'll just borrow Josh's. Okay. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes the Mahogas to the Rabbeinu Tam and Ari. It's a shortened version. You look at our Tosfos, there's a whole back and forth with many different riots, and if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, that's like, you know, the cliff notes, Lahavdil. Right? It's a shortened version. If you want to get the basic shittas, you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz, you get the basic shittas. The Tirutz of Rabbeinu Tam is up to Rabbeinu Peretz. B'chamokom yush koni, b'hochi svir le'ula, d'hektir shchal shapir, b'hochi kamar achad lokoni, le'in akrova, d'posel akriva, mishum mitzvah v'vaver. Rabbeinu Peretz says, Rabbeinu Tam holds that according to Ula, Yush is Taka Konin. It's Konin. Akleinian Hakrova, it's possible. Right? We're not saying that it's not going to be Konin. He's saying it's possible the Inyan Karban. He says Beferish, Hekdish Cha. Right? So Yush is certainly going to be Konin, and the Hekdish is going to be Chal. If the Yush were not to be Konin, so then how can the Hekdish be Chal? So Ula definitely holds the Yush is Konin. But the Inyan Hakrova, it's possible Akriva because it's a Mitzvah Babaver. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's sheet. Then Tosus by us quotes that the Ri was troubled with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri asked a few kashas against Rabbeinu Tam, but we'll just focus on one. The kasha of the Ri is like smack in the middle of the Tosus. The last one online is Kain. Kasha of the Ri, the Perusha of him Kain, my parak le'elavai le'rabba mikarbana v'la gozol, dilu b'karbana mode rabba kamo ulam. What's the Ri's kasha? The Gemara daf Samach Vav Amud Beis quotes Abaye's kasha against the Rabba. Right? There's a whole discussion. Is he Yishkonen? Is he not Konen? Abaye frek the kasha like this. Karbono v'lo ha-gozel. Pasuk says, Imola karbono min ha-bokar. So we darshin in the Torah's Kohanim, karbono v'lo ha-gozel. That gozel is possible for a karbon. The Gemara asks, hey chidam, but what's the case? Ilei malif ne'yush. Ilei malif ne'yush lo malikro ha-pshita. If we're talking, before yush, so then we're in the pasuk for it's posh, the whole hekdesh is not going to be chal. If the gazel is going to steal the behemah, then he's going to be makdish the behemah. So before yush, obviously nothing happened. He's not konin. He can't be makdish, so you can't get the first base. Must be talking about lacha yush, and you see from here that yush is not going to be kohen. So that's a bayis raya against Rabba, against Rova, whatever the gears in the Gemara is. But that's a bayis raya that yush is not going to be kohen. So, frak the ri, if you hold like the Rabbi Natan b'das ula holds that yush really is kohen. It's just it's a mitzvah, but baveretz posel in your korban. So what's the raya that yush is not going to be kohen? What's the raya from Karbono v'lo hagozel that yush is not going to be kohen? Maybe it's like a kona ba'alma, right? It's even kona legabe hegdish, but maybe even outside the realm of hegdish, it can't be kona. It's just leaning in carbon. There's a special psul. It's a din of mitzvah ba'averus. So that's why it's going to be pasul. But you can't see anything from this pasul. The pasul is telling you that a carbon agozel is pasul leaning in the carbon, but it doesn't mean that yesh is not going to be kona. It's tach pilei pilei. That's the reis kasha. So the reis suggests a different approach. Okay, nira l'ri. Skipping down a little bit, the b'chol makom leula yush lokani, vahida gozel basra v'yush v'shini Hashem demeikor mashka v'hashta avrizin. The Ri says no punkt faket. Not like Rabbi Natan wanted to say be'ikaron ula holds that yush is kona. It's just as a mitzvah, but baveris so therefore in your carbon it's possible. No faket. Ula really holds that yush is not kona. Yush is not kona. If yush is not kona, so that mamish works out nicely with the pasuk. No, kabana v'lo hagozel, yush is not kona. Aye, so why does the Gemara Kovidal say that the divrak biyadua divrak kol yush kona? Right, that ula holds biyadua divrak kol yush kona. Zokter Ri, no, that's not talking about yush kiddi. That's not yush alone. It's if you have yush and shini Hashem, so together they can be kona. But if you only have yush alone, then ula holds it. Taka not going to be kona. Right, our Gemara is right. Right, the Stam Gemara is like Ulan Samach Zayin that Yush is not kohen. I the Gemara Kuf Yudalim. No, that's talking about Yush and Shini Hashem. If you have something extra in conjunction with the Yush, then Ula holds that it can be kohen. But if you don't have anything in conjunction, then it's not going to be kohen. It's a factory, but just one second. By Hegdish, you also have Yush and Shini Hashem, so Ula should hold that is kohen. Right, that should be kohen. The carbon should be kosher. So what's going on over here? By carbon, the Gemara in the Stam of Vavam Abayis is talking about that he stole, at least at that stage in the Gemara, but he stole a behema from someone else, and then he's makdish the behema. The Gemara says that it's possible in your carbon. So if Ula holds, and if you have Yush and Shini Hashem, so then it's kona, and there's no problem. So what's the issue over there? So says the Ri, no, the difference is that if the Shini Hashem is only Bishas Hakadosha, it's not before the Hakadosha, but it's at the time of the Hakadosha, so that's going to be a problem. Ula holds that if the Gazlan is Kona, the Chayfetz, before the Hakadosha, so then it's not a mitzvah b'aver, then he's Mamash Kona, and everything is great, and he can bring the Behem as a Karban. But if he's only Kona, B'shas Hakadosha, so it turns out the Tchilas HaMitzvah was Be'issa, so to speak, right? The Tchilas HaMitzvah was at the time that he's Kona, the Behema. So in that case, then Ula will say that it's not going to work. Then he's going to say that it'll be a mitzvah b'aver, and then the carbon is going to be possible. Okay, so as opposed to Rabbi Natan, who says what? That Ula really holds me karon, yush kedi is kani. But nevertheless, it's a mitzvah b'aver, it's possible in carbon. The Ri says no, that if yush kedi will come, if yush could be kona alone, then Taka Ula would say it's not a mitzvah b'aver. Carbon is kosher v'yosher, it's totally fine. But Ula Taka holds it, yush kedi is not kona. Yush by itself is not going to be kona, only Yush and Shin Hashem. And if only Yush and Shin Hashem is going to be kona, so since if the Shin Hashem is going to be chal at the time of the Hakdosha, it turns out that the Tchilas HaMitzvah was taka ba'avera. So the Tchilas HaMitzvah was ba'avera, so then that's a mitzvah ba'avera, then the karma is going to be possible. But the Ri would say that if taka, he would be kona b'Yush alone, if we were to paskin, which we don't, but if we were to paskin that Yush alone taka were to be kona, so then there wouldn't be a mitzvah b'aver over here. Because once it's kona, so then it belongs to the gazlan, and the din of mitzvah b'aver would fall off. It's just ula holds that yush kedi is not kona without the shini Hashem. And if the tchilas hakadosh, the tchilas hamitzvah is be'issa, so then that's a mitzvah b'aver, that's going to be possible. Okay, this is the Rabbi Natan and the Ri. The famous machlokas, the Rabbi Natan and the Ri. What is the machlokas? Basic machlokas is, if you're kona, if the gazlan is kona, be you shalom, kona completely before Hakdosha sa carbon. We said that there's still a mitzvah of avera on that. The Rebbe Tam says yes, that even if the gazlan is kona biyush alone, it's still a mitzvah of avera. And the Ri says no, that if he would be kona biyush alone, it wouldn't be a mitzvah of avera. But Ula holds that you're not kona biyush alone, you're only kona biyush and shin Hashem. That's why It's going to be a mitzvah habavane. Which sheet is more mistaken? Which sheet is more intuitive? So at first glance, if you think about it, the Rabbeinu Tam seems to make more sense. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying? That the psula mitzvah b'avera applies even if the gazlan is kona b'yush alone. Right? Before the hakadosh is kona completely, Rabbeinu Tam says that the psula mitzvah b'avera still applies. Why do I say that the Rabbeinu Tam shita is more mistaken? Well, we got to take a step back and look at mitzvah b'avera in Shas. Look at it in other places. And perhaps if we examine it in other places, we'll see that the psula mitzvah b'avera l'chorah should apply even after he's kona the item. Where does the din of mitzvah b'avera apply? Where does it come up in a major way? A major, significant treatment of the topic. So, of course, it's the third parak of Sukkah. Maybe some of you have learned the third parak of Sukkah. We touched on it a little bit last year. Many of the ideas that we're presenting today, we went through last year, but it's a good chazar to the benefit of those who were here last year. For the benefit of those who were not here, it's not a chazar, so it's even better. What is the...
Yeah.
Okay, so how does the Mishnah begin in the third parakah? Okay, the first four words of the Mishnah in the third parakah. Salakia. We're just gonna touch Rosh Hashanah. So lulav hagozel is possible. A stolen lulav is possible to be used for the mitzvah of netilas lulav. So the Gemara says kapasik netani loshni yom tefrishin loshni yom tefsheni. Gemara just says a lulav hagozel is possible. There's no difference between yom tefrishin and yom tefsheni. How can that be? I understand. L'kachtam lachem b'yom harisham priyetzader, etc. There's a din of lachem, yishal lachem. It has to be yours. So since a lulav hagozel is not yours, so you can't be yotzei. But why in yom tefsheni should you not be yotzei? It says, the Gemara, mishum na'avalei mitzvah habavavere. It's a mitzvah habavavere, so that's why it's possible in yom tefsheni. There's no din of lachem yom tefsheni, but it's a mitzvah habavavere. So therefore, the lulav hagozel is going to be possible in yom tefsheni as well. So comes Taisus on the Flamidam and Aleph and Sukkah and Ezv. V'im tomer l'kaman de paslina lulav shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas v'shel demichta shiurei. The Mishnah on Chof Tes Amid Beis says that not only lulav hagozel yavish is possible, but shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas is also possible. What does that mean? Shel asherah means a tree that they served Avodah Zarah. Shel ira nidachas means a city that served Avodah Zarah. You got to burn the whole city. So the Gemara says, k'tute mechta shir, the shir is cut off. Shir is completely gone. There's a shir. The lulav has to have a shir. It has to be dalit fachim. So shel asherah v'shel ir hanidachas is k'tutim echad shir. The Gemara says we're talking about asherah de Moshe. That when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael initially, they had to destroy all of the avodah zaras that the goyim had. Abayt abdun is kalam makomos asherah avdu shama goyim. So they had to destroy everything. So if they had to destroy it, the k'tutim echad shir. It's like the shir is not there. So that's why these types of the law, Shal Sherah, Shal Ir Hanidachas, are going to be possible. So, Frag Tais is, why do we have to pass them in Kutu Nechdashira? Tebekle Mishum Mitzvah Babavera. Tebekle, the Lulav Shal Sherah is a Mitzvah Babavera. So, it should be possible anyway. We don't need the Dal of Kutu Nechdashira. Via Shlomo says, Tais is Lodomi Legezel. Gezel is the classical Mitzvah Babavera. That's what the Gemara says, right? The Yapter Shani, Lulav Adazel is possible as a Mitzvah Babavera. The Zog Tais says, Lulav Shal Asher is not like Lulav HaGozel. Why? Glodomi L'Gezel, Machos Averis HaGezel, Bo HaMitzvah Shiyotzibo. Why is Lulav HaGozel considered a mitzvah of Averis? Because Machmas Averis HaGezel, Bo HaMitzvah. The mitzvah comes through the Averis HaGezel. The Averis enables the mitzvah, says Tais. The din of mitzvah of Averis is that whenever the Averis enables the mitzvah, it passes the mitzvah. But lulav shel asher, because they served Avodah Zarah, that's why you yotzei the mitzvah with the lulav. You didn't have air with the tree. You didn't have air with this lulav, but that didn't enable the mitzvah. Says Taisus, it's not a mitzvah b'aver. The only time the psula mitzvah b'aver applies of Taisus is where the avera enables the mitzvah. Machmas avera sagezel bo ha-mitzvah. But if they just violated some aver with this chefza, and then they did a mitzvah with the chefza, it's not a mitzvah of aver, because the aver did not enable the mitzvah, says Taisus. That's why lulav shel ashera is only possible because of tuvim echad shira, not because of mitzvah habav aver. Umiyus says Taisus, he concedes that yesh svarim the guys of the kamana masis and esuk shel ashera, my time is in the havli mitzvah habav aver. There are yourselves that hold lulav shel ashera is taka possible because of mitzvah habav aver. The girsa mishubeshes, the tesis is, it's the girsa mishubeshes, it's wrong. And the time of mishav the michte shiur, the esuk nami boi shiur, kegos oke beitza. That's tesis. Esuk needs a shiur. Look at the mishav, that's not the kegos oke beitza. You'll see that there's a shiur. The machlok is what the shiur is, kegos oke beitza, but there is a shiur for an esuk. So if there's a shiur for an esuk, then the psalm to the mechte shiur will apply, but says tesis, lof shal shiur is not possible because the mitzvah above aveira, because the aveira didn't enable the mitzvah. It's not the lumi the gezel, not the same as gezel. So, l'chora, Rabbi Natam Shita seems more mistabra. Take Tosfos and Sukkah on that flame. Put it with our Tosfos. So which Shita seems more mistabra? If you say the mitzvah of Aveira applies when the Aveira enabled the mitzvah, so here, did the Aveira of Gezel enable the mitzvah? Right? Let's say you hold a Yush Kedi is coming. Yush is called the Gazlan stole the Behema, now he's Makish, the Behema wants to bring it as a carbon. So did the Aveira enable the mitzvah? You betcha. Now, of course, it enabled the mitzvah. So what then is Kona? Okay, so if you hold that Yush is Kona, so then he doesn't have a Chi of Hashav anymore. We don't prosecute in that way, right? We assume Yush is Kaka not Kona by itself. So you have a Chi of Hashav, and the Gazan can't be Kona, it's Bisur Asul Yadayim. So the Gazan's not going to be Kona. You need a Shini Rishus, you need a Shini Hashem, you need something more. But if you were to hold that Yush is Kona, that Yush can be Kona alone. So it can be Kona alone for Hank Bismorgan, but it's still the mitzvah came through the Aver. The Aver enabled the mitzvah. Without the Gezel, he wouldn't be able to bring the carbon. So what that he was called? It should be a mitzvah of Aver anyway, because Machmas Aver is a Gezel, bo a mitzvah. And according to the definition that Tosis and Sukkah and Avlam had set forth, L'chor, the Rabbeinu Tam is right, it should be a mitzvah of Aver, because Machmas the Aver of Gezel, the mitzvah came. So the Pella is the Ri, how's the Ri going to explain? Why is it not a mitzvah of Aver if you assume that Yush Kedi Taka is Koni? That's the Kasha that the Achronim have on the Ri. So there are two answers that you can give for the Ri that I'd like to develop. One is to say maybe the Ri Taka argues with Tosis and Sukkah on Aflama. Maybe his definition of mitzvah b'aveira is different. That's one simple answer. What do I mean? The Rav was very fond of developing the Yisod. He quoted Reb Chaim, who wanted to say the mitzvah b'aveira applies not just when the aveira enables the mitzvah, but really there's a different definition. What is that definition? That you have to do a mitzvah with a chefza shal mitzvah, let's say, right? You can't do a mitzvah with a chefza daver. That's what mitzvah of aver is teaching. You gotta do a mitzvah with a chefza that's not a chefza shal aver, a chefza akosha. Right? You gotta define the chefza shal mitzvah as a chefza shal mitzvah. If it's a chefza shal aver, that can't be a chefza shal mitzvah. A chefza shal aver can't become a chefza shal mitzvah. So the din of mitzvah of Aveira tells me, and it's a pasuk, based on Gozel, based on Pisa, we derive this from Sukkim. The din of mitzvah of Aveira teaches me that you have to do a mitzvah with a proper chefza, with a chefza shal mitzvah, but you can't do it with a chefza shal Aveira. It's a pagam in the chefza. It's not so much that because the Aveira enabled the mitzvah, that's the pagam in the mitzvah. No. It's that you can't do the mitzvah with a chefza shal Aveira. It's Reb Chaim's formulation of the din of mitzvah of Aveira. The Rav pointed out that this would work well with the girsa that Tosus rejected. Tosus said that Lul Shal Asher is not possible because of Mitzvah of Aveira, it's only possible because of Ketut and Echad Shira. The reality is, even though Tosus rejected that girsa, he didn't like it, some Rishonim have that girsa. Two notable Rishonim have that girsa. First of all, the Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of that Gemara in Sukkah, on that Lamed Hay, he says that the Ferish. They're on Lamed Hay. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Shel Asher v'Shel Ira Nidachas Pasul Mishum Dehavle Mitzvah B'Aver." Amish Beferish. Rabbeinu Chananel says that they're not possible because of Ketut Mechdishah, but rather because of Mitzvah B'Aver. And the Rambam in Parash Mishnayos echoes a similar sentiment. Can I borrow this for a moment? I'm sorry. For some reason, I forgot my packet. I have to be more careful. Rambam. You can, Danny, if you can look on what Josh is writing there. But I'm sure you saw it and say it. Mitzvah b'aveir and mitzvah l'fikach lulav ha'gozel v'shel asher v'shel ir anidachas posel. Says the Rambam, lulav ha'gozel v'shel asher v'shel ir anidachas, they're all three posel because of mitzvah b'aveir. All because of mitzvah b'aveir. Not like Tosis is Geirus in the Gemara. Our Geirus in the Gemara. It's not just Tosis, our Geirus in the Gemara. It's Ketutim after Shir. So after Pchayim, what do you see from that? How can Luluch Shel Asher be possible because of the mitzvah of Aver, but the Aver is not enabling the mitzvah? He says, you see clearly that Geirus, the Rambam, the Rabbi Nachman, they understand the mitzvah of Aver differently. They hold mitzvah of Aver, and the Pshat is that you can't do a mitzvah with a Chetzah Shel Aver. And a Luluch Shel Asher is a Chetzah Shel Aver. They didn't have Aver with it, so now the chefza shel alula becomes kovam due to the aver, and you can't use it for the mitzvah. Doesn't matter that the avodah zarah didn't enable the mitzvah, so what? But it's still a chefza shel aver, and you can't use the chefza shel aver for the mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah of aver, it's going to be plus. Reb Chaim proved his yisod from a Yerushalmi, a very famous Yerushalmi. The Mishnah in Shabbos, on Avkuf Vavam Ebeis, on Avkuf Heyam Ebeis, sets forth the idea that kol ha-makalkal in p'turim. You know that if someone does a destructive act on Shabbos, you're potter. Right? It's still an issur d'rabbanan. It's potter v'losa. Every p'tur of Shabbos is potter v'losa, except for three where it's potter v'mutter. Right? That's the Gemara of Shabbos and Rav Gimel Amram. So it's still an issur d'rabbanan. Chazal don't want you to do kilkul, you know, a ma'isa makalkal, because they're afraid you'll do a tikkun. So they don't want you to do any act. They're afraid you'll do the malacha, the ofen shel tikkun, and you'll violate a malacha deraisa, you violate an issa deraisa. So it's still an issa derabanan, min ha-Torah, though, you put it. So what's the difference? Let's say a person is koreh, he rips something. Stop, he rips something, b'derech kilkul, so it's potter avalasa. What happens if there's a tikkun, if he's accomplishing something? Accomplishing something? How can he accomplish anything? So zok the Mishnah, ha-koreh b'chamosa v'yalmesa v'cholam ha-kaklim turin. The Mishnah there says that someone who's Korea of the Hamas, he's angry, and he rips a garment to assuage his feelings, right, to calm himself down. So there is something constructive. There's nothing constructive in the Beged, but there's something constructive. He's accomplishing something in his Masav Ruach, in his feelings. Korea al-Mesa, someone who rips for his Mesa, you know, there's a Chi of Kriya for the Zion Krovim, so he is accomplishing something. So the Mishnah just says that's potter. It's like calling the kalkan first. The Gemara asks the kasha that in the Brayse it says the jichayah for koreal mesa for koreal chamasa. So basically, when all the dust settles, the back and forth, what comes out is that if you're koreal mesa, one of the zayin krovim, if there's a chi of kriya to the taka, you will be chayav of Shabbos because you are accomplishing something. But if you're not koreal mesa, so then you're going to be potter, right? Because then we view that as tama kriya, as a kriya shel kilkul, you're going to be potter. But comes the Braisa and says, Koreh b'chamasu b'evlo v'yalmeso chayim v'afu v'shemachalos ha-shabes yotso yidei kriya. Gemara in that context adds this idea that Koreh b'chamasu, not only is it going to be chayim, if it's almeso that you take a chayim to be Koreh, it's one of the Zaykrovim, you might be chayim on Shabbos for doing it. You really should have done it motzei Shabbos. You'll be chayim for doing it, but you will be yotso yidei kriya. You'll be yotso yachiyim of kriya. Even though you did it be'issim. So the Yerushalmi asks on that, Danny, can I continue to use it? They ask Rishus for each page. Nice, and the Gemara, the Yerushalmi asks, Chavraya bon kumi Rabbi Yossi, Lokein Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, the Chavraya, the Chavayim, and the Beis Medrash, yes, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Matzah Gzula in the Yotzi by the Chavosu B'Pesa, if you have Matzah Gzula, you're not going to be Yotzi, Yechiyah v'matzah, v'erv toch l'matzahs, on the Seder night, because it's a mitzvah v'aver. What's he asking? He's saying, how can the Brayse say that Yotzi, that Kriya, if you're Koreh b'chamasu b'shabbos, if you tell me that Yechiyah v'Koreh b'chamasu, how can it be Yotzi mitzvah Kriya? It's not a mitzvah v'aver. That's Yerushalmi's kasha. So Amar Lun, so he answers, interesting words in Yerushalmi, right? Tamon, Hossam, right? It's a different language. You gotta learn Yerushalmi too. You gotta pick up the language. It's tough, yeah. Amar Lun, Tamon Guf Aver, Bram Hacha Hu Aver Aver. It says, Abdi Yerushalmi, no, there's a chilik between Korea B'chamasal and Matzik Zula. What's the chilik? Tamon, Hossam, Guf Aver. There, it's Guf Aver. By Matzik Zula, it's Guf Aver. Bram Hacha Hu Aver Aver. But here, he did an Aver. What? If you motzi matzah from Mishas Hayochel and Mishas Rabim, you would violate the Isser Otsah. Let's say the first night of Pesach is Shabbos, right? So there's an Issa Hotzah. That's if you did Hotzah, you're not going to be Yotzah in the midst of Matzah. Hayitochen? Could that be? I'm not going to be Yotzah. Why should you be Yotzah with everything you did in Avera? No. It's not Guf Avera. Baram Hu Ovar Avera. He did not Avera. He did Hotzah. So the fact that he did Hotzah, that doesn't pass on the mitzvah. But Matzah Gzula, that's Guf Avera. So Korea B'chamoso is like Hotzi Mirshus Hayochid Mirshus Harabi. Take the Matzah from one Mirshus to another. You did an Avera, but that doesn't pass on the mitzvah. So too, if you're Korea B'chamoso, you did an Avera, but that doesn't pass on the Maisa Kriya. It doesn't pass on the mitzvah of Kriya. But Matzah Gzula, that's Guf Avera. That's more Chomer. So there, that's a mitzvah of Avera. You're not going to be Yotzi. What's the Rishalmi saying? So the Karban Eidna is an interesting Pshah. I'm not going to get into the Karban Eidna. The Chaim wanted to explain differently. And others have pointed out that the Binyan Zion in a tshuva, he has Reb Chaim's approach in Yerushalmi. Reb Chaim wanted to say, well, what's the Yerushalmi saying? Yerushalmi saying a bris kevart over here. Right? You knew the Yerushalmi was a bris. Oh, okay. Right? Tamon gufa avera. Right? The Yerushalmi says, tamon gufa avera. Matzik zulas gufa avera. Brom hacha hu avar avera. He didn't avera over here. What's Yerushalmi saying? Yerushalmi saying the difference between if the avera was chal in the cheftza. Well, the Aver was just the Maisa Aver of the Gaf. Mamish, this is the ultimate risk of art, right? Chefza Gaf. It's Reb Chaim's trap in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying that if the Chefza becomes a Chefza Shal Avera, then Pakaposa for the Mitzvah, that's the Mitzvah of Avera. If the Chefza doesn't become a Chefza Shal Avera, right? If you're Korea Begad on Shabbos, if something happened to the Begad, you can't wear the Begad, you can't do something to the Begad. No, there's nothing that was Chal in the Begad. There was nothing that was chal on the beggar. There's no shame avera on the beggar. You did avera. You did a ma'is avera. The gavra did a ma'is avera. I thought a mitzvah above avera. The only time the psula mitzvah above avera applies to Chaim says based on the Yerushalmi is where something was chal in the chetz. There has to be a shame avera in the chetz. There's no shame avera in the chetz. That's not a mitzvah above avera. By matzah gzula, a shame avera is when chal in the chetz. If you're motzi from one rishus to another, you're motzi matzah from one rishus to another, has anything been chal in the chefza? Nothing has been chal in the chefza. It's the zelba matzah. It's a matzah in this rishus, it's a matzah in that rishus. You did something wrong, but nothing was chal in the chefza. Nothing was chal in the chefza. Lulav shel asherah, was something chal in the chefza? The aver may not have enabled the mitzvah, but avada something was chal in the chefza. Now there are dinim in the chefza. It's aser ba'ana, you're not allowed to use it. Right, there are dinim that have been chal in the chefza. So that's a mitzvah of avera, because now it's called the chefza shel avera, so you can't use that for the mitzvah. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Whenever something has been chal, dinim have been chal in this chefza, that's a mitzvah of avera. But if the individual didn't have ever, no dinim have been chal in the chefza, like by Korea al meso b'shabbos, or motzi matzah mishus hayochid l'rishus harabim, since no dinim have been chal in the chefza, that's not a mitzvah of avera. That's not going to be possible. That's the Reb Chaim's pshat in the Yerushalmi, and he says based on this, Rabbi Yochanan and the Rambam in Parasha Mishnah, it's worked out beautifully that lulav shel asherah is a mitzvah of avera, because there are dinim that have been chal in the chefza. So that's the psula mitzvah of avera, is that if there are dinim that have been chal in the chefza, you're not allowed to use that chefza for others. This idea can help explain another Rambam as well. The Rambam Lishutasa, not only does he say lulav shel asherah is a mitzvah of avera, but the Rambam actually holds that something else is not a mitzvah of avera. What is that? Shofar Hagos. A famous Rambam also. Rambam says, Shofar, this is in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Shofar Hagos, Shetaka Bo Yotza, Shein HaMitzvah, Ela B'Shmi HaSakol. Ava B'Shel HaNagala, V'lo Higbio, HaShomei HaYotza. So Shofar Hagos, the Rambam says, Shofar Hagozah Shetagah Boz Yotzah, because Eina Mitzvah L'Bishmi HaSakoli. If you didn't touch the shofar, you didn't pick up the shofar, somehow you're able to get a coal out of the shofar. How can you get a coal out of the shofar without touching it? Someone else blows for you. Right? The Shomei is Yotzah. The Rambam says, the Shomei, we make a bracha, l'shmor kol shofar. So the Rambam says, that the Rambam in the Tshuva says that the key is only a Hechshir Mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shiva. Not everyone agrees. But the Rambam holds that the Tkiyah Shofar is only a Hechshir Mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the Shmiyas Hadavah, the Shmiyas Kol Shofar. That's why we make a bracha, the Shmor Kol Shofar. It says the Rambam, since the whole mitzvah is in the Shmiyah, Ve'ein B'Kol Din Gezel. There's no Din Gezel in Kol. There's a Din Gezel in the Shofar, but not in the Kol. So because there's no din gezel in the kol, the psula mitzvah of avaver is not going to look true. So the Rambam lechor is making two important assumptions. The Rambam is first of all assuming that the mitzvah tkia shofar is not tkia shofar, it's shmiya shofar. Right, the mitzvah of shofar is not in the tkia, but rather it's in the shmiya. So if it's in the shmiya, then the mitzvah is in the kol, not in the shofar. If it's in the Shmiya and the tkiyah is only the Hersha Mitzvah, so then the shofar is not the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. It's the Chefetz Shal Hersha Mitzvah. It's not a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. The kol is the item. I can't call it a Chefetz. It's not a Chefetz. Right? That's exactly around the point. Right? The kol is the medium through which we can be yotzei the mitzvah. So that's point number one of the Rambam. Says the Rambam, and since ain't the kol din gazel, there's no psula mitzvah of aver, you can be yotzei the shofar gazel. I said 2 points. First of all, he holds that the mitzvah is in the shmir. Now let's get them on the board. Rambam says that mitzvah shofar is the shmir. And secondly, what is the Rambam saying? That mitzvah bav avera means that you can't do a mitzvah with the chafetz shel avera. So if there is no chefze in the mitzvah, if the mitzvah is all about the kol, there is no chefze in the mitzvah. Ein b'kol din gazel, says the Rambam. What's he saying? He's saying you can't steal a kol, it's not substantive. You can only steal a chefze. So if you can't steal the kol, then the psula mitzvah of aver is not going to apply. That's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. So you can argue with the Rambam for one of two reasons. There are those who do argue. Hagol Sashri at the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes a Shiva that argued there. You can argue with the Rambam for one of two reasons. You can either say that the mitzvah of shofar involves the tkiyah as well. So if it involves the tkiyah as well, then the shofar really is a chefetz shel mitzvah, and the psula mitzvah of aver would have to apply to shofar. Or you could say, no, the Rambam is taka right. About point number one, the Rambam is right that tkiyah is only a hersha mitzvah. The real mitzvah is in the shmiya, but his definition of what mitzvah of aver includes, that's incorrect. That maybe mitzvah of aver applies whenever the aver enabled the mitzvah, and in shofar gozel the ma'isa aver of gzeila enabled the mitzvah. So even though there is no chetzah shel mitzvah, so what? It's a mitzvah of aver anyway because the aver enabled the mitzvah. So you could disagree with the Rambam for one of two reasons. The Rambam, though, l'shitosa, the Rambam holds mitzvah b'avera is a function of not being able to do the mitzvah with the chetzah shavera. That's the nature of it. So not that the avera enabled the mitzvah, rather you're doing a mitzvah with the chetzah shavera. Yes, Josh.
On the second verse, would that be if, what if you didn't steal the shofar? What if the person who blew the shofar stole it? So even if you, so if you hold that it's a mitzvah on the shmiya, and you just say fundamentally about mitzvah b'avera, but since you didn't do the Avera, then would you still be okay?
What, if you hold that the psula mitzvah of Avera is that the Avera can't enable the mitzvah?
Right, yeah.
No, so you're giving me a case where you were Kona, right? If you were Kona, the shofar, you're Kona b'yush and shini rishos, even if you hold yush and not Kona, but you're Kona b'yush and shini rishos. So after you're Kona, would the psula mitzvah of Avera still apply? That's what you're asking.
I was thinking even if someone else stole it. So I didn't.
Someone else stole it and then I steal it from him? I'm using the shofar, but what gives me rishus to use the shofar?
Someone stole it and they blow the shofar and I hear.
Okay, fine. Yeah, right, so no, but that's the same thing. That's what the Rambam is saying. That the shomeh is yotzei, since ain't b'kol din gezel, the psula mitzvah of aver doesn't apply. It doesn't apply because there's no chetzah shel aver over here.
So it's like someone that disagreed.
Even I'm saying if you hold the mitzvah of aver is that the aver enabled the mitzvah.
But you agree that it's on a shmiya, but you didn't actually steal it.
So what? But the aver enabled you to be out to the mitzvah because without the aver he couldn't blow it.
It's a general call. I think so. It's not on the individual that has the aver.
I don't think so. He wouldn't be able to blow it if he didn't steal it. So I can't be out to it with his call because the aver enabled him blowing the shofar and creating the call. So one could suggest that this is what the Ri holds as well. The machlokas between Rabbi Natan and the Ri is what's a mitzvah of aver? What's the psula mitzvah of aver? Rabbi Natan says the psula mitzvah of aver is like tosis and sukkah. That whenever the aver enables the mitzvah, passes the mitzvah. That's why the Rabbi Natan holds that even if Yush Kediyas Kani, there's still a psula mitzvah of Aveir, because the Aveir enabled the mitzvah, the Gzela enabled the person to be makdish the carbon to bring the ham as a carbon. But the Ri could argue fundamentally, the Ri could take the Rambam's approach, the Ben Hananel's approach. The mitzvah of Aveir means that you can't do a mitzvah with a chefzad Aveir. That's what he holds. You can't do a mitzvah with a chefzad Aveir. And then the Ri will say that if Yush Kediyas Kani, so then the Shein Gozel is Parka, the Shein Gozel falls away. Once there's no Chiyuv Hashava, then the Shein Gozel will fall away. So we happen to pass in Yush Kediyas not Kani. Since Bisura Suliyadi, the Chiyuv Hashava is not going to fall away from the Gazna. But if you were to hold that Yush Kediyas Kani, that the Gazna and Taka can't be Kani with Yush alone, so then the Chiyuv Hashava would fall away, even for the Gazna. Right? It would fall away. So if the Shein Gozel falls away because there's no Chiyuv Hakdosh, if the Shein Gozel falls away before the Hakdosh, before the Tchilas HaMitzvah, so the Ri would say it's not a Mitzvah of Avera. Either the Avera enabled the Mitzvah, so what? The Psula Mitzvah of Avera is not that you can't do a Mitzvah if the Avera enables the Mitzvah. But rather, you can't do a Mitzvah with the Chatzad Avera. But if the Chiyuv HaShavas falls away, if the Shein Gozel falls away before the Hakdosh, before the Tchilas HaMitzvah, that's not a Mitzvah of Avera because it's no longer a Chatzad Avera. Okay, so this could be one way to explain the Rabbi Natan in the Ri. The other beer in the Ri could be as follows. The Shah Melech and Ilchus Lulav seems to have a different approach as to what Mitzvah Bababer means. That's another famous Rabbi. Now, we know that the Hadassim can have berries on them. And the Hadassim that we have generally don't have any berries on them. But the Hadassim can have berries on them. Now, depending on what the color is, would determine whether it's kosher or pasul. Right? If the berries are red or black, then the hadas is pasul. If the berries are green, so then the hadas is kosher. Okay? So what happens if you have hadasim? You have hadasim with black berries that pasul the hadas. So zok the rabbim v'miyatan kosher. This is based on the Gemara and Sukkah. V'miyatan kosher ve'ein mematen osan biyotzef l'fishu kimisaken. The rabbim says that if you took off some of the berries, then of course the hadas is kosher. So you can do that, and you should do that if it has berries. Do that before Yom Tov. We don't take off the berries on Yom Tov because it's kimisaken. It's like misaken. What does he mean? It's like misaken. It's a tikkun derabbanan, really. It's not a tikkun daraisa because what are you doing? It's a halachic tikkun. Normal tikkun daraisa is that you're fixing something physically, not that you're fixing it halachically that now can be used for the mitzvah. So, but it says the Rambam, don't do it on Yom Tov anyway. It's still in the Rambam, you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. But in Miyaton, says the Rambam, kosher. In Miyaton, if you do it on Yom Tov, it's still kosher. You did the wrong thing, you did it in the Rambam, but if you do it, it's still going to be kosher. So the question is, why should it be kosher? It's not a mitzvah, habab aver. So, the Shar Melech, right, the Shah Melech presents the kasha, this is in page 5. Shah Melech presents the kasha that if you understand it's a Aveir, like suppose in Sukkah Mevlamid, so that if you take the berries off the hadas, what happened? The Aveir enabled the mitzvah. If you wouldn't have done the tikkun, so then you wouldn't get to the mitzvah. That should be a mitzvah of Aveir. How can you be able to see the mitzvah in the Tilas Lub with such a hadas? So Shah Melech initially wants to say maybe the psul of mitzvah of Aveir doesn't apply to an Isid Rabbon. If you do only an Aveir Rabbon, it's not a problem. And here, this is a tikkun Rabbon, as we say. It's a halachic tikkun, it's not a physical tikkun, so maybe. It's only in Issed Rabbanan, the Psula Mitzvah Bababer might not apply. But he's not happy with that. He brings other cases where the Psula Mitzvah Bababer even applies to an Issed Rabbanan. So he suggests that maybe there's another answer, as was underlined over here. He's Makaris, very, very nice. Right? So he suggests maybe the answer is like this, that the Psula Mitzvah Bababer only applies if the Mitzvah and the Avera occur simultaneously. You're doing the mitzvah and violating the Avera at the very same time. Right? B'shas ha'siyas ha'mitzvah hu ba'avera v'shemach yipasol. V'sheken ochad v'shas ha'siyas ha'mitzvah in kan tzrach ha'avera klal. You take off the berries from the hadas, at the time when you do the mitzvah and you pick up the dalaminim, you're not doing any Avera. There's no lingering effect to the Avera. The Avera is done, it's over. It's not a good thing. It wasn't a good thing, but you're not continuing to do it now. Even though it is true that the miut of the hadas taking off the berries did enable the mitzvah, but so what, says the Shah Melech? Mishabachi, Lover of Lipin Kosher. Shamela says that the only time it's a mitzvah of Aver is if the mitzvah and the Aver occur at the same time. Now be careful. We know that there are two competing klolim. There's asei dochalos asei and mitzvah above Aver. And there's an age-old question that we showed them already asked. So when do they apply? Right? Why should a mitzvah of Aver pass over the mitzvah? Right, you're doing it. You did an Aver. You did a mitzvah. Don't we say asei is dochalos asei? Interesting, right? Why should we ever say that mitzvah of Aver should pass over the mitzvah? Why not say asei is dochalos asei? You want to fulfill the mitzvah, so you can do it with an Aver. So the simple answer that the Rishonim give is that asei dochalos asei only applies if it's be'idna. If at the time that you do the Avera, you're doing the mitzvah. But if you did the Avera beforehand, right, you stole the item, and then later you do the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah above Avera. That's not asei dochalos asei. Right? That's the simple answer given. So what's the Sharmel saying? Sharmel says that mitzvah above Avera applies only if the Avera and the mitzvah are simultaneous. They occur at the same time. So I thought you said that the psula mitzvah of Avera only applies if the Avera came first, but if they are simultaneous, then we'll say that asei is docha lo sase. So what's the Shana saying? L'chor, what he's saying is this, that mitzvah of Avera applies only where avada you did the Avera beforehand, but the Avera continues through the Shas HaMitzvah. That's what he means. And right, not that the Avera and the mitzvah are only simultaneous, but there was an Avera at some point in time, and that Avera continues even to the Shas HaMitzvah. So you do the Avera and the Mitzvah at the same time, but it's not that the Avera began only at the time of the Mitzvah. If the Avera began at the time of the Mitzvah, the Avera is going to be Docha, the Mitzvah is going to be Docha the Avera. Right? But if the Avera started beforehand, as long as it continues to the Mitzvah, that's a Mitzvah of Avera that will pass on the Avera. But if the Avera does not continue through the mitzvah, Zakta Shamel, that will not pass over the mitzvah. That will not pass over the mitzvah. So he says that's why if you take off the berries and the hadas, even if you take them off on Yom Tov, so the Avera is already done. When you pick up the Luv and Esrog, you're not doing an Avera of taking off the berries. So that's not a mitzvah of Avera. That's why the Diabet will be kosher. Because if the Avera were to linger, then the Psalm mitzvah of Avera would apply. So, based on the Shara Melech, he has a back and forth. He's not sure whether this svar is right or wrong. But based on the Shara Melech, you could explain the Ri. Right? The Ri might say that the reason why, if you've already been Kona B'Yush Kedi, you've been Kona the Behem B'Yush Kedi, it's not a mitzvah of Avera, that's because once you did the Avera, if the Avera no longer is lingering, because there's no Chiyuv Hashava, the Avera is over, and the Psula mitzvah of Avera is over as well. Right? The Ri is not concerned with Tosis and Sukkah. Both approaches we're suggesting in the Ri are different than Tosis and Sukkah. Right? The Ri could say that as long as the Avera is over when you do the mitzvah, then the Psula mitzvah of Avera does not apply. Because you have to be doing the Avera at the time of the mitzvah. What does that mean you have to be doing the Avera at the time of the mitzvah? If you're doing the Avera at the time of the mitzvah, what's more, if the Avera is Misayeya in the mitzvah, that's the Psula. Right? You can't do a mitzvah in a way that the Avera is Misayeya in the mitzvah. This is not Reb Chaim. It's a little different. Reb Chaim is saying you can't do a mitzvah with a chefzed Aver. The Shah Melech is saying you can't do a mitzvah if the Avera is occurring simultaneously with the mitzvah and the Avera is Misayeya in the mitzvah. But it's coming bevasachas with the mitzvah. Right? Reb Chaim would say that what? Lulav shel Asherah? The Lulav Shel Asherah, according to Reb Chaim, is a mitzvah of Aver. According to the Shara Melech, is Lulav Shel Asherah a mitzvah of Aver? No, because the Aver is not continuing. You're not serving Avodah Zarah. Right? A shofar agazel, according to Reb Chaim, is that a mitzvah of Aver? Reb Chaim would say a shofar agazel is not a mitzvah of Aver, because it's not a chetzah shel Aver, ain't a holding gezel. According to the Shara Melech, is the shofar agazel a mitzvah of Aver? You betcha. Why? Because the Avera is continuing. The Avera of Gezel is continuing to the moment of the mitzvah. Right? Let's see this. Lulav shel Asherah. Shofar Gezel. Right? Is this a mitzvah of Avera? Okay, according to Tosis and Sukkah, that the psula mitzvah of Avera applies whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah. According to Reb Chaim, according to the Sharm El. So according to those in Sukkah, is Lulav Shel Asherah Mitzvah B'Avera? Josh. Right, according to Tosin Sukkah, the mitzvah of Avera is whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah. Did the Avera, by Lulav Shel Asherah, enable the mitzvah? No. So that's not a mitzvah of Avera. How about Shofar Gozel? Yes, that is a mitzvah of Avera. How about Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim would say Lulav Shel Asherah is a mitzvah of Avera, right? Because the Chafsa Shel Avera. Shofar HaGozel is not a mitzvah of Avera, ain b'kold in Gezel. There's no Chafsa. Right? According to the Sharm HaMelech, a lulav shel asher, is that a mitzvah of Avera? No, because the Avera is not continuing. It's not because the Avera didn't cause the mitzvah. No, the Avera, it doesn't matter whether the Avera caused the mitzvah or not. Doesn't matter that the Avera didn't cause the mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah of Avera anyway, even if the Avera did not cause the mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah of Avera because the Avera is not lingering, it's not continuing. And how about Shofar HaGozel? According to the Sharm HaMelech, is Shofar HaGozel a mitzvah of Avera? Yes, because the Avera is lingering. Right? So it comes out the Sharm HaMelech, and Tos and Sukkah seem to be agreeing in din, but for totally different reasons. For totally different reasons. Right? What's the nafkamina between the two of them? If Yush Kedi come. Right? Because if Yush Kedi, let's think this through. If Yush Kedi is Kani. According to Tosis and Sukkah, even if Yush Kedi is Kani, the Avera still enabled the mitzvah that would be a mitzvah of Avera. There would be a mitzvah of Avera. But according to the Sharm HaMelech, even though the Avera enabled the mitzvah, right? After Yishkidi is Kani, the Chiyuv HaShavah falls away. So then, the Avera is not occurring at the time of the mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah of Avera. And that's exactly how the Re would hold. Okay, so these are the two approaches we couldn't suggest for the Re. That either the Re takes Reb Chaim's approach of mitzvah of Avera, that mitzvah of Avera is only if you have a Cheftza Shel Avera, and the Re holds that if you were to claim Yishkidi Kani, then since the Chiyuv HaShavah falls away, the Shem Gozel falls away completely, and there's no psul. Or he takes the Sharm HaMelech approach that nochamol, we don't care about the Avera causing, the Avera enabling the mitzvah, but rather the psul mitzvah of Avera only applies if the Avera lingers and it continues b'shas ha-mitzvah. Not just that it occurred before, but it continues b'shas ha-mitzvah. If you hold it, Yish Kedi Kani, then the Avera is not continuing. There's no Chiyuv HaShavah, the Avera is not continuing. So even though the Avera enabled the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah of Avera, because the Avera is not continuing b'shas ha-mitzvah. Okay, these are the two approaches that you can suggest within the reader. Rabbi Natan will take the approach of Tosfos in Sukkah. Just to add one more nakuda. L'chora, the Rabbi Natan is actually a little bit difficult. We thought the Rabbi Natan is like perfect. Right? The Rabbi Natan fits in beautifully. He holds that mitzvah of Avera is like Tosfos in Sukkah, that whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah, it passes the mitzvah. The lashon of the Rabbi Natan is a little bit strange, right? We pointed out the lashon of the Rabbi Natan is strange because Ula says that Yush ain't okonin, ain't okonin. So if you tell me that Ula Taka holds that Yush ain't okonin unless you have Yush and Shini Hashem, then the lashon of Ula is gevaldik. That's what the Re holds. But the Rabbi Natan holds that Ula really claims Yush kedi is konin. It's just there's a psula mitzvah b'aver. That's not lichtin averta of Ula. Rabbi Natan's pshat, even though misvara, you like Tosfos and Sukkah, but it doesn't really work with the words. The Rabbi Peretz explained Rabbi Natan to me that Ula, Rabbi Natan holds Ula. Ula will claim that Yush really is Kona, but there's a psula mitzvah of Avera for carbon. Is that really what Ula says? Ula really seems to say that Yush is not Kona. So it's not really lichtin averta of Ula. It's really very difficult. Rabbi Natan, the way we've explained Rabbi Natan, that he's following Tos and Sukkah, that mitzvah of Avera applies whenever the Avera enabled the mitzvah. It's a very nice longus in the Rabbi Natan, that even though you've already been kona, the psula mitzvah of Avera will still apply. But it's not lichtin averta of Ula. Ula seems to say that Yush ain't no kona, right? It's not that he says what Yush is kona, but leinin akrov it's something else. No, the lashon of Ula is Yush ain't no kona. It's not just that it's possible; it's ain't no kona. So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe even the Rabbi Natan agrees with Reb Chaim Zvart. Right? And that's of course what the Rav would want to say. Right? The Rav wants to say that everyone agrees that mitzvah of Avera is a function of chefetz daver. Right? Both the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is not about what the psula mitzvah of aver is all about. But rather, the machlokas is, what is the din? What is the din? What's the kinyan, according to the man, by the Yush Kidikani? What does that accomplish? Yush Kidikani, what does that accomplish? Right? It certainly removes the chiyav hashav. But the question is, does it remove the shame gozel completely? That's the machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam of the Ri. The Ri holds that if you claim Yush Kidikani, then there's no chiyav hashav. Again, we don't pass this. We hold that Yush Kidi is not kone. So we would hold that it still be Sirasa Liyade, the Gathlin can't be kone, be Yushalok. But if you were to hold that Yush Kani, the Ri claims, then there's no chiyav hashav. And if there's no chiyav hashav, then the shame gozel and the chefza falls away completely. The Rabbeinu Tam argued. The Rabbeinu Tam said that even if you hold Yush Kidikani, what is it kona for? It's not kona legamri. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, even if you claim Yush Kidikani, it's not kona legamri. It's kona le'inyan zed that there's no chiyav hashava, but the shem gozel and the chefza does not fall away. It's still a chefza with a shem gozel. Still a chefza with a shem gozel. The maisik zeil is not poka. You did a maisik zeil, but you're kona. The fact that you're kona just takes away the chi of hashav. But the maisik zeil is still there. The maisik zeil is still there. It's still a shem gozel. What takes away the maisik zeil? Only one thing, Rabbi Natan says. What can take away the maisik zeil? Anyone? What can take away a maisik zeil? Hashav is a chefetz. If you give back the chefetz to the bayil, then the maisik zeil is over. But until you give back the chefetz, how can you say that is a maisik zeil is over? You're holding someone else's chefetz. But you own it now. Yush kidi is kana. Yeah, but you did an avera. How can we say that the shem gozel is poka? It's very difficult, Rabbi Natan holds. So he says yush kidi kani means it's kona le'inyan zeh that there's no chiyav hashava. There's no chiyav hashava. You can be makdish the chefetz gozel, right? You can be makdish the behema. You can sell it. You definitely own it, but it still has a shem gozel. You can use it for a mitzvah. Something Rabbi Natan. Why can't you use it for a mitzvah? Because it's not kone legami. Mamish what Ula says. Yush ain't no kone. Doesn't mean it's not kone partially. But it's not kone legami. It's not kone enough, the inyan zeh, that the shem gozel falls away completely. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam says it's still a mitzvah of avera. Both the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri claim the Rav. They both hold that mitzvah of avera means that you can't do a mitzvah with a chetzah shel avera. But the question is, if yush kedi is kone, does the shem gozel fall away? The Ri says, Amada, if you don't have a chiyav hashava, then the maisik zeil is over. It doesn't have a shem gozel. If you don't have a shem gozel, then it's not a mitzvah of aver, because the shem avera, shem chefza shel avera, is poka. But Rabbeinu Tam says, why? Why? The maisik zeil is still there. If you're not meisha the chefza shel avera, the maisik zeil that you did is still there. It's still living. But you can be makdish and you can be mocher and it's really yours. Yeah, it's yours. Von Heim bis Morgen. But the reality is, the shem gozel is still there. You did a maisik zeil. It's up to Rabbi Natan. It's still a mitzvah of avera. Because you'll be doing the mitzvah with the chetza shel avera. When is the only time Rabbi Natan would agree that the shem gozel is going to fall away, even in the hands of the gazlan? When does the shem gozel fall away? When is it not a mitzvah of avera? Even according to the Rabbi Natan. When? If the gazlan is kona, how? How? One word. Bishinoi. Right, not be Yish. Even if you hold Yish with Yikani, Rabbi Natan says that's not enough to be Mafkir the Shem Gazel. But if he's Kone Bishinoi, then the Rabbi Natan would admit that it's not a mitzvah of Aver anymore. Why? Because why is she a Kone? She is Kone because it's Ka'acher. It's like Padam Chadosh Asbol. It's a different Chefza. There's a different Chefza than even the Rabbi Natan would admit that the Shem Gazel falls away and the Gazel will be able to use it for a mitzvah. So it comes out that the Rabbi Natan and the Ri have a machlokas. There are two different approaches we can suggest in this machlokas. So, in the Talmud, we argue, if you were to hold Yush Kedi Kani, we happen not to pass in that way, but if you were to hold that Yush Kedi Kani, would we say that there's still a psul of mitzvah of avera in the behema that the gazlan is makdish? She's makdish after Yush, so would there be a psul of mitzvah of avera in that cover? Rabbi Natan says yes, and the Ri says no. So what's the machlokas? So the first approach that we suggest is maybe Rabbi Natan and the Ri are arguing as to what the psula mitzvah of avera is all about. Rabbi Natan assumes the mitzvah of avera means that whenever the avera enables the mitzvah, then the mitzvah becomes possible. So if that's the case, then even after Yekona, still a mitzvah of avera because the avera didn't enable your mitzvah. And the Ri argues, the Ri says that mitzvah of avera means that you can't do a mitzvah with a chetzah shel avera. Once Yekona, maybe the shem gozel is paka, it's not a chetzah shel avera, you can be yotzei. Or the Shaar Melech, right? Based on the Shaar Melech's approach, we can say that if the Avera does not linger, it doesn't continue to Shas HaMitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah of Avera. The Rav wanted to suggest, no, Rav Natan and the Ri both agree that Mitzvah of Avera means that you can't do a Mitzvah with the Chetzah Shal Avera. The Machlokas is the Shem Gozel going to stay on the Chetzah even if the Yakona B'Yush? The Ri says, no, if Yakona B'Yush, then there's no Shem Gozel on the Chetzah. Rav Natan says, Avad, the Shem Gozel stays. You might not have a Chiva Shava, and you might own the object enough that you can even be makdish, even be mocherin, but the Shem Gozel is there. Until you do a shinui, right? Unless you're kona b'shinui, the Shem Gozel is still going to be there, even if Yish Kedi is going to be koni. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's still a mitzvah of Avera, even if Yish Kedi is koni, and you're not going to be able to be yotzei a mitzvah with this behema, even if you're makdish as a koni.